The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you for the day. Jesus says, this generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. What's the sign of Jonah the prophet? Well, Jonah preached repentance in the name of the God of Israel to Nineveh, capital of Assyria, city of 100,000 people. They didn't even believe in the God of Israel. They had their own gods. But Jonah came along and preached repentance, and upon hearing the preaching of Jonah, the people of Nineveh, they all repented by God's ordinary activity. That's the sign of Jonah the prophet. You know what's interesting? Exact same thing happened to all the nations when the name of Jesus Christ was proclaimed. Out of Israel went 12 apostles, preaching the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the person of Jesus Christ to nations all across the world that had never heard of the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And what happened to them? That's really extraordinary when you think about it. Think about pre-Christian Europe and Africa and Asia and North America, South America, all across the world, all began to believe in the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. It's truly, truly extraordinary. And it happened through God's ordinary activity, and that's the message. That's the message here of the day. God proclaims in ordinary ways his message, and faith is an act of the will. Now, everybody's full of excuses. You know, people always say, if Christians were only a better example, then I'd believe. There's plenty of people that are a terrific example. Just open up your eyes and see. Then there's people, they say, gosh, if only I could see a miracle, then I'd believe. Don't kid yourself. You know, there was a 19th century French novelist. His name was Emile Zola. Nobel Prize winner. Hated the Catholic Church and especially hated Lourdes. You guys know about Lourdes? Where the Blessed Mother appeared to St. Bernadette Soubirous in France, and where people had come and been healed in the healing waters of Lourdes by the thousands. Hated Lourdes and decided that he was going to go to Lourdes to prove it to be a fake. Brought along with him an 18-year-old girl covered head to toe with lupus. Terrible disease, gives you these big sores the size of your fist. Lays her down in the healing waters of Lourdes, and right before his very eyes, she's healed. Disfigured body becomes perfectly healthy right before his very eyes. And did he believe? No. He's more hardened of heart than ever. Don't think that you believe just because you see a miracle. I think about the Pharisees who watched Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. And what did they do afterwards? They only plotted to kill him. People are full of excuses, but faith must be a choice. And if God's ordinary activities are not enough, that is to say, the ordinary teaching of the church, stories and lives of the saints, lived examples of good people, if these ordinary activities are enough, then people wouldn't believe even if they saw something extraordinary. You know, in the world of nature, thunder and lightning, they're really spectacular, but they're pretty rare. God does most of his work through an ordinary sunrise and a sunset and a gentle change of the seasons. And as it is in the order of nature, so it is in the order of grace. There are miracles, but they're rare. There are spectacular saints like Mother Teresa of Calcutta, but they're pretty rare. Faith is an act of the will, and it must remain a free choice on your part. Pope John Paul II, he says, if you're looking for a sign to believe, I'll give you a sign. Look to the lives of believers. Now, real believers, he says, look to people who are quiet, humble, generous, and unassuming. Look at their lives and tell me, if you don't see in their life the lived example of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, joy, peace, patience, self-control, gentleness, love. Compare that with the lives of those who don't believe in anything. With agitation, bitterness, aggression, anger. Do we need any more examples of that in the world? He says, you're looking for a sign? Look no further. There's some people, they won't believe even at the sound of the last judgment. They're going to see the angels come riding on the clouds of heaven, blowing the trumpets of God, and they're going to marvel at the acoustical phenomena, right? Let's you and I not be like that. Let's hear and believe. Believe and act through God's ordinary means. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. John the 23rd, pray for us.